When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, why don't we ever sit like this on the podcast?
I don't sit like that because I would have to crank my neck every time we talk.
Why don't we just look straight at the camera?
Because we're talking to each other. It's about being in a conversation with each other.
Conversation. Okay. Are we keeping this fan on? Because I like it.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's going to blow like wind on my... Did we do a sound check?
No, we didn't do a sound check, but I'm sure it sounds great. But I don't know about the fan blowing directly on the mic.
Yeah.
We've never done that before.
I'm just going to get up.
And move it, right?
Yeah, you can introduce yourself.
Well, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the What's the Juice pod. Earlier, before we started recording, we were testing the sound. We were testing the cameras. And usually we do a little prompt for each other. So we like talk. So we see how we look on the camera. Mm-hmm. And Yoni came up with a question, which was...
If you could eat one thing for...
A week straight.
I'm talking about like 24/7.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You're not allowed to eat anything else. What would it be?
And it has to be one ingredient. One thing.
Okay, but can it be...
No,
it can be different variations of the same ingredient.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, like, it can be, like, rice, but then the rice can be prepared in various ways.
So, you can do, like, yellow rice, you can do white rice, you can do jasmine, you can do sticky rice, you can do all those
types
of rice.
Yeah, and I think it can also have, like, maybe it could be, like, fried rice.
Oh, shit. No.
No?
No. Because now you're having a whole variety. Like, if the whole thing is about... The point of this question is that you're eating the same thing
every time. Answer also... who are you?
My name is Yoni Ikoto. Thanks for listening to the pod if this is your first time here.
Yeah, welcome to the juice.
Yeah, we're excited to have you.
My answer to this question was bread, but then I followed up by saying, like, in the morning I have like a sweet pastry bread.
Okay.
And then for lunch I'll have like you know, a savory bread, and then for dinner I'll have another savory bread.
So that won't count.
Yeah, I guess that won't count, but like there has to be some leeway.
No.
Okay, so like it's only ingredient based. What if I want pizza?
Okay, what kind of pizza?
Margarita.
Every time. Morning, breakfast, lunch.
For a week?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. Like for a full week, for every meal, the same thing?
Yeah.
With no variety?
No, I mean, on the pizza, I guess one time you can only eat the crust if you want.
No.
Only the cheese.
What was your answer?
Well, mine was steak.
See, I...
But then I do need, like, some type of salt on it. No, not sauce. Just, honestly, I'll be good with steak, but just give me salt. Can I cheat?
I mean, yeah, you can have salt, obviously. That's okay. Why, like, if I can have pizza, you can have steak with salt.
Okay. I would eat that. I could do that. Yeah. Every single meal, I could do that.
You know what's
and
so
also,
crazy?
It's not... Yeah, I could do that.
I couldn't do that because I've even felt like if I had steak for lunch... I don't have steak for breakfast, but if I have a steak salad or like steak on its own with like a side of potato or whatever for lunch, I can't have it again for dinner. I have to have like chicken or fish or like something else.
Mm.
I don't know.
Shout out to all the vegetarians out there.
Yeah, you know, we're omnivores here. We eat just about everything.
We're not going to get into that, but I don't eat anything.
You don't eat anything?
Like, no, I don't eat everything. There's certain things I would rather not eat.
Like what?
Like, you know how like some places like to eat, for example, right? This weekend,
mm-hmm.
We went with our friends Drew and Lauren and we ate...
The shrimp?
Shrimp. But this time the shrimp had a head on it.
No, not a head. It just had its head.
Okay.
It comes with a head.
Yeah,
naturally.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah. Shrimp have a head. Okay. So... But it wasn't big. It wasn't noticeable. Only, really, I wouldn't know that it had a head on it if I couldn't see the eyes. Like, the eyes were like these two...
Black.
Kind of like poppy, like big poppy seeds on the shrimp.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, me and Lauren didn't want to eat it.
Yeah. When we ordered it, that was one thing that I wanted to try. But they weren't made the way I imagined. Because I've had like a full shrimp with the head that was flash fried, but it was at a sushi restaurant. So
flash fried, what does that mean?
Like, I think it's just like a really quick fry, like a quick, like a fast fry. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Anyways. But I had it before and I really liked it. But I guess it was very different because this was a Spanish restaurant. And also the shrimp was a lot smaller.
It was tiny. It was smaller than my finger.
Did have a lot of like a lot of texture because it had like these antennas and things.
So what are those things? Are those like when the shrimp has like these legs?
Yeah, those are like what the shrimp is like. It's like that's its shell. That's part of its body.
I know, but like, what's the point of those things?
That's how they move in the water.
Okay, so call it legs.
It is legs, but they also have tentacles. Antennas in the front.
Tentacles.
But anyways.
Okay, so what did you think? Like, I couldn't taste the head or the eyes. Well,
it doesn't taste different. It's more a texture thing.
To me, it's more the concept that you're eating some. Yeah.
Because you don't really eat the head of animals. Like, most of the time. Yeah, that's like one thing that's kind of left out.
I mean, some cultures... That's a thing, but
yeah,
of course.
But I'm saying, like, here you don't eat heads of animals on the regular.
Yeah, but it was very citrusy. It was well seasoned, so it had
a sauce with it.
Yeah, I ate more
than you expected.
Than I thought,
right?
And then Lauren did too.
Yeah, Lauren like went for a few extra ones, even though she was like, I don't do crustaceans.
Yeah, but then it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was kind of like fries, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, welcome back to the pod. We are here to do a sequel to a previous episode that we did. That previous episode, if you watched it or listened to it, it was called what?
You sound like a TV program person.
It's my job. Okay. The last episode was called Bad Habits, and we both made a list of each other's bad habits or annoying habits or things we don't like that the other person does.
That was a
mainly
funny
like
episode.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Maybe mainly around like the home, the apartment. But then I think we also talked about a few things like that we might do just like outside day-to-day type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we made a list, but we made a list now as a sequel of all of the good habits and qualities that we each admire about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to like keep them not too like, oh my God, so cute. So we mixed in like the good habits, but then also good qualities. So do you want to start?
Okay, I can start. Well, I wrote them down. So it's good habits that you do around the house and just like in life general, since I've known you, right?
Okay.
But that also, it doesn't necessarily, like some of those things are not necessarily habits, but those are still things that you do, which are habits at the end of the day, I feel like.
Yeah.
So qualities and habits, to me, in my brain, it's kind of like the same thing.
Well, no, qualities can be like, you're a nice person. That's not a habit. That's not something you like do.
You're consistently nice. That's a consistent habit of being nice.
Yeah, okay. But also like, you know, cleaning the house is a habit. I wouldn't put cleaning the house and being nice in the same category.
Yeah, also cleaning the house and a quality, that's not it either.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a habit.
Exactly. So that's why we got to mix both.
Okay, cool. All right.
We'll go like one each.
Okay. One good quality that Alia has is she will let you know what time it is during the day. I appreciate it. I'm not like that. But let's say we have a plan and somewhere during the day, Alia will tell you, just so you know, it's 4 o'clock right now. Mm-hmm. Like she will make sure that things are like on schedule.
Sometimes,
which is something that I like that because sometimes I don't think about it.
But you know, sometimes like I do it to like a next level. Like the way you're presenting it sounds very like, oh, it's such a like good thing that she does. But like I will randomly be like calling out the time, like, babe, it's 8:09.
Yeah, randomly. And I'm just like, I'm doing something. And I'm just like, okay, thanks. I didn't ask for the time.
I mean, to be fair, it's never randomly because you know that when I call out the time, it's in regards to something that we have to do.
Right.
I don't just call out the time. Like in the morning, if I get up first.
Yeah.
And then like you're still in bed and we have to like, you know, start the day. I might come to you and be like, babe, it's, you know, 7:45.
Yeah. Or when I get up before you, but then
that
it's like,
happen.
It's really
But I do that. So you like that? You like when I do it? Because you always complain when I do that.
Like what? When? No, I think
it's... Like whenever it's, I call out the time, you're always like, and what do you want me to do?
Yeah, no, it is annoying, but it is a good thing to... Because it's kind of like, okay, let's move forward. You know, we have... The next thing is approaching. Mm. If we have to be somewhere and I'm just kind of like doing my thing and you'd be like, okay. But you know what's funny? Somehow we still end up being late places, which I don't know why. I want to make a whole episode about being late.
And being on time.
How do you feel? How come you're... I don't know if you're listening. Like, if you're a person who's always late to things, what happens? And
I don't think I'm ever on time.
Huh?
I don't think I'm ever on time.
How come there's so many times that we're just somehow magically running late?
And you know, I'm also never early. Like, I'm always later than whatever the thing is. If it's an appointment, if it's a... Actually, no, the only thing that I show up like earlier for is a workout class. Because like, if you're late, you can't go to the workout class. But I don't go to that often anymore.
Yeah, let's have a next week's episode maybe about just the art of being late.
The art of being on time.
You know that feeling when you're late to somewhere and you just feel like you're the worst person in the world?
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Okay.
We can all agree that nothing feels better than an everything shower, as it is the ultimate self-care ritual. And I must tell you that Osea's new Undaria Algae Body Wash was the best addition to my shower routine, as it has turned it into this tropical paradise with its iconic and all-natural uplifting citrusy scent. It has such a satisfying gel-like texture that turns into this beautiful, rich lather, and it leaves my skin feeling so soft and smooth and revitalized, as it is a gentler cleansing experience than traditional body washes. I love knowing that Osea is a mother, daughter, and woman founded and led brand that cares so much about its values. So upgrade your shower with clean, vegan face and body skincare from Osea. Get 10% off of your first order site wide with code WTJ at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. We can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options. And Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. I've truly experienced firsthand how much hormone health can impact my day-to-day life, and now I've been taking Hormone Harmony, which directly supports my cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, because bloating, cravings, feeling a little bit off, those are all things that we girls have felt many times, and sometimes all at the same time. But now with Hormone Harmony, it's way easier to manage my PMS. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which, if you didn't know, they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. The biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 of them on Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today. The first good habit that Yoni does that's on my list is that he brushes his teeth every night.
Mm.
Which I know that okay. is like, he should, and that shouldn't be such a out of the ordinary.
But
like,
tell him why you're saying
good
that.
Habit. Yeah, so this is kind of like a projection of what I tend to sometimes not do because I get too lazy. But I would say I have been very good the last few weeks where I am consistently brushing my teeth at night. And I know you might be listening to this and you're like, damn, that's disgusting if you don't brush your teeth at night. You know, we can't be perfect.
But you know, I feel like not everyone does that.
That's like the most important time to brush your teeth.
Is more than the morning?
Yes, because at night, like you've been going through the whole day eating, drinking a bunch of things.
Yeah.
And then
I thought you were gonna say a bunch of shit. That would have sounded funny.
I mean, I would have, but and then you go to sleep and don't brush your teeth. So your teeth for the 8 hours or however long you're sleeping and the whole day.
You got all the
have
sugars.
Had stuff on your teeth. Mm-hmm. And then you brush your teeth when you wake up in the morning and you eat like 30 minutes later. So your teeth never get a break from having things on them. Except for when you wake up and brush them and you eat for breakfast.
Yeah.
So that's why it's more important to brush your teeth in the night. So then you give your teeth a break to be like clean for like several hours at a time.
I totally agree with that, but I never thought about it in like a that break way. Scenario. So if there's any dentist out there, let us know if a break is actually important. I get it. I think it would be, but why? I don't think it has anything to do with a break. You just got to brush your teeth.
I mean, like, what's the yeah, break? But if you brush your teeth like, and then you eat right after, you should brush your teeth again.
Yeah.
After you eat. So then your teeth never stay with a lot of like food or things like that on them for a long time. That's the point.
When you wake up in the morning, do you brush your teeth first before you eat or after? I mean, I know your answer, but yeah, I'm basically like asking people.
I brush my teeth before I eat. Like the first thing I do is like I get up, I go to the bathroom, I pee, I brush my teeth. I wash my face, I moisturize, and I go make breakfast.
Some people wake up, go eat, and then brush their
teeth. I could not be able to eat. Like, even if I brush my teeth at night and then I slept, there's still like nasty, like saliva, whatever is in your mouth. Like, your teeth are like, your mouth stinks. It's like, you know, it's just like, it's your mouth has like this like film on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some people just get
you
up
do the
and
same,
eat.
Though.
Huh?
You do the same.
Yeah, but you know what's weird about it? When I brush my teeth in the morning and then I go straight to eat, I feel like the food kind of tastes different.
Than if you just like ate freshly out of bed?
So then you, yeah. Because,
when do you do that?
Well, no, I've done that before. Let's say we went somewhere and then we didn't pack anything or we didn't stop anywhere to get anything. We've done that before. I feel like when we first got to New York, we didn't have a toothbrush with us or anything. Right? So we did that shit for like, I don't
know. Actually, that's happened to me several times, you know, that I just don't pack a toothbrush and then I keep forgetting to buy one and I don't brush my teeth for too long that is okay for me to admit.
Yeah, no. I've never done that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I need like a little break. Especially if you got that, like, the mint flavor toothbrush.
Oh, actually,
I mean, paste.
Yeah.
It's like you just feel it. And then what are you going to eat? Like, eggs?
I mean, it's going to take me a while to, like, make my breakfast from when I brush my teeth. Usually. Yeah. Like, I don't eat, like, that far. But you know actually what hurts is I take medication in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, I brush my teeth. And then I take my medication. And then I have to, like, drink water. And I don't know why. I always like use the water that's in the fridge. So my teeth hurt so much and like my entire mouth
because it's
so cold. But then also all the mintiness that's on my mouth.
I like
mouth.
That feeling.
No, like every morning I'm like, I keep forgetting to just drink regular water. That's like not out of the fridge. Anyways, your turn.
Okay. Another thing that I like about Alia, like a good quality, making to-do lists.
Mm.
You guys know this about her already. I feel like we mentioned that in the bad habits episode.
Oh, that you do.
Yeah, no, we in that episode, we mentioned how I don't do it. And then we said how you do it.
Yes.
So, but I do like that a lot. And I've been doing them.
I feel like this is the first time since we've been together that you've been like consistent about it.
Have you noticed a change?
Yeah.
And for some reason, I like to just write it. I like to go old school. I like to take a piece of paper and just write them down.
Yeah,
something about it being on my phone is too dangerous for me because the moment I pick up my phone, I'm going to go on Instagram.
That's so crazy. But also what I like about it being on my phone is that it's also my computer. And I have like my to-do list just on my notes. And I have like a pinned to-do list that I update every week. So I don't even update it daily. I update it weekly. So like on Monday, I put like everything that I have to do this week. Mm-hmm. And I break down each task. Like for a video, I break down what the video is. And then I'm like, film this day and this day. Import footage, rough cut. Like I break down each task. Mm-hmm. And then as the week goes, I fill all the bubbles in because it's like the yellow checklist.
Yeah, that's
and it's
so
satisfying
nice.
To do. I used to do it by the day. So then every day I would like, build a whole new list and erase what I did.
It's nice to do by the week, right?
But my friend told me that she does it by the week because you get to really set yourself up for what you have to do that week. And also as the week is going, you can see how much you have completed. And so you feel like you're going somewhere. It's not like every day you're starting over and every day you're like, oh, here we go again. And you don't feel the accomplishment.
I need to do that. Why do we need to feel the accomplishment? That's so interesting.
I mean, I think it's important, especially like when you work for yourself, because you don't have.
Yeah,
like, it's all on you to finish things.
Something that I do sometimes is that when I forget to write something on the list,
and you did it.
Yeah, that I did. It's like I'll write it down and then like scratch it off.
Same.
Like absolutely. Right in that same moment though.
Yeah.
Like let's say I did laundry and I forgot to put it on the list. I'm gonna write it on the list just to scratch it off.
Oh, okay, laundry probably not. Like work related things, or if it's like a personal, like, oh, make this appointment and then I remember to make it, or like pay my credit card, then I'll like write it in and cross it off.
Yeah.
Okay. The next thing that Yoni does that is a good habit is that he keeps his clothes very neat and very perfectly folded all the time, like in the closet. You'll never see like a pair of like pants or a t-shirt just thrown in there, which you will definitely find in my closet.
Yeah. You know why I do that?
Yeah. The pants are always like,
yeah, and it's just like very satisfying to see. And then like whenever I need to grab one, I just kind of like slide it out.
But you know why I can't and will probably never be able to reach that level of neatness, whatever.
Yeah.
In my closet is because my clothes, and I feel like in women, in general, women's clothes, I kind of, some things just don't work to be neatly put away.
Why not?
Like,
I feel like if I was a woman.
I have so many various materials of pants that some are slippery where like they can't stay folded. Some like I put them in drawers because it works better that way. So it's like I've paired all the similar pants where it's like denim and jean and like harder material pants. I put those all together and I fold them and they're like this, you know, in the
like folders.
Like folders. Like so I can paperwork. See each one because if they're like that, then I have to take one to like see the next one.
Yeah.
But then I have like the linen pants and then I have like these like swooshy material type. Like dress pants. And then I have, you know, like shorts, like that are, you know, random. Like there's so many different types of material that I feel like, at least in my closet, I play with that. Like I have a skirt that's like this material that's
but
slippery.
Like
and then the skirt
it.
Also like folds into like this size.
Okay, but babe, you gotta hang the skirts.
But I don't have like skirt hangers. How do you hang a skirt?
I don't know. I'm sure you can. You know how the skirt goes like this? You just put it in the middle.
Yeah, like, but then it slips off the hanger.
That's why you got to get the
and
velvet ones.
And then it's like the skirt is folded like this and it's like, you know, moving. And then even with shirts too. Like if you have a tiny little like tank top and then
your Alice shirts
like,
are so small.
Fold the tank top or do you put it on a hanger and then like it falls off the hanger? Like you just have t-shirts and
pants
and they all just fold the same, and that's why your shit will just always look neater than mine.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Yo, if I had a walk-in closet, it would be like the most beautiful closet.
It would. We used to have a walk-in closet, remember?
Yeah.
And your side always looked like a store and mine always looked like a mess.
That's true. Okay. Oh, wait. Let me cross off the one that I... So, boom. Thanks.
Yeah, we've only done three boom. So far.
Okay, I've only done, this is my third one right now, okay? One of my favorite habits of yours is how much you love, love, love food.
Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Now, I don't know if it's a habit or it's a quality.
I think it's more a quality.
Okay, yeah, it's not a habit. And not because, and you love to cook. You love
that's
to cook.
That's a habit.
That's a habit. So I'm just going to put these together, right? Okay. In this new kitchen that we have, you've been so inspired to just make things.
You know, I feel like I have yet to be even more.
I know. We're just scratching the surface.
Like, barely.
Like, right now, you're just, like, testing.
I'm still figuring out where shit is at.
Exactly. But I can see it. You know? So, yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite things.
You like that I like food that much?
Well,
Doesn't that get annoying?
It doesn't get annoying because I learned so much about food because of you. Like, before I met you, I didn't know anything about, like, this thing, like, we would go to a restaurant and Alia would know what the random thing is on the menu. I'm just like, how do you know this?
Yeah, she's I just know. I love that shit. It's my passion. But sometimes I worry that, like, I get, like, too into it, or
we
go to a restaurant with, like, other people and I start to, like, explain certain things. I don't know if, like, it's coming off as, like, not like a know-it-all, but...
No, nobody would ever say that because everyone wants a friend like that. That's like, let us know what's good and what is this, because most people may not be knowledgeable about that.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't want to act like I know, like, everything, because there's so much that I want to learn, so much more, but it's because it's like, I would say... food and like that, the industry and everything that has to do with it, from like the restaurant to the eating to the cooking, I don't know if I would say like my hobby, because it's not all a hobby, but it's like my biggest love in life other than you, obviously.
Oh my God.
Honestly.
Okay.
Okay. The next one, the next thing that I love that Yoni does is that he keeps in touch with people in his life. Like to a level that I aspire to also do.
I would say for the most part, that's true.
No, I would say like if 100% is like you're always keeping in touch with everybody, you're like at a solid 80, 85 constantly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Because, and I'm talking about like not the basic like mom, dad, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Those are entry level.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like this one guy I went to high school with and this one person that like I haven't seen in years, but I know what he's up to and I just like randomly talked to him and you've just kept in touch with people in a way that like I haven't, and I realize I'm like realizing I don't know why I didn't, and it's something that is really beautiful to see that you've been able to do.
Yeah.
And it's come out of like a genuine place, you know?
Yeah. That's something that my dad always told me. He's like, Yoni, make sure you stay in touch with people. And there's some people that I haven't been staying in touch with that sticks with me, like it stays with me, like it's on my mind, right? But because it's been so long, I'm talking years, that now something happens to where I almost feel embarrassed. Like, how could I not?
I think it also depends what the relationship is with that person.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if it's someone that's like...
But it's not because I didn't want to. It's not. It's just because life happened and, you know, you move away.
Time passes.
And
people change.
Yeah. But like, even if nothing changed, I just feel like with certain relationships in my life, it's been so long that I'm like... I feel so, not bad, but I feel so embarrassed to like be the person who didn't call for that many years.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And that's usually with someone that's like older than me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's usually not something that applies to like people that you went to, that people that are the same age as you.
No. You know? Yeah. It applies to someone I have like the most respect to.
Four.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not from here. English is my last.
Okay, go.
Okay. Okay. Something that I admire about Alia is that I know for a fact that I can trust you 100%. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is not a habit or a quality, but this is just something about...
I mean, for you, I am trustworthy is what you're saying.
Yes. And I've never had that before. And it makes... People always ask me like, oh, so how's marriage? And I'm just like, it's so easy. You know, it's not... Because before I got married, I didn't know how it was like. I was just like, oh, you get married. Like a lot of people think of it like your life is over.
Yo, the way people talk about marriage is
like they thinking
crazy.
you're just locked up and this is just who you're going to be with. And it's always painted in like a negative light. I'm
always.
Just like...
You're too young. Like, why so young? As if, like, I'm committed to an institution.
I know. When people tell me that, oh, you're so young. I'm just like...
Why not when I'm young?
So, I think, honestly, for me, getting married was the best decision that I've made. Because now, like, I know I have my person. And we're just, like, we're building together. Like, I come home. I know you're here. You come home. You know I'm here. Even when you're not home, I know where you're at.
Yeah.
Like, it's... There's no snooping around. There's nothing to hide. We know pretty much all of our passwords. And, you know, and I feel like that's something that maybe like a lot of couples don't have. That might be like extreme to some people.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But we know them, but I've never went somewhere and like, oh, let me log into Ali. I've never done that.
No. And also, even like, if I know, I mean, we said this many times, but even if I know your password for like your email or whatever, and I need... to get in your phone.
Yeah.
Because like maybe I need to send myself some photos that you took.
Yeah.
Or I need to log into your email so I can like make sure that you got the email for the flight or whatever. I don't know. Like I will never just do it myself. I'll always ask like, oh, can I send myself photos?
Yeah.
Or like, can I log into your email to like whatever, you know? And I feel like that's the respectful way to do it.
It's not even can I. Like sometimes you just say I'm gonna. Which is fine.
Because
I'm never gonna say no.
Yeah. That's true.
So it's just about like letting the other person know. But I know that if you're listening to this, you're in a relationship, and if you're listening to your to this episode with your partner, I feel like if I didn't do this and I listen to a podcast that talks about this, I feel like I'm gonna have to have like a conversation with my partner. Like, we should probably, like, why aren't we not on that level? No? You don't think so?
I just feel like, to me, it's such a no-brainer. And it's such a, like, I just never thought about, like, don't have my, I don't know.
That's very common, by the way. I feel
no,
like.
No, I know. I know, but I forget.
You forget that it's not that common?
It's not that common.
Yeah.
Or like the location thing. It's like, that's just safety. That's just basic safety.
Yeah. Let us know what you're doing out there in the comments. Like, do you have your partners? Like, I mean, something as simple as like your iPhone password.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like bank account or like anything like that, you know?
Even though I feel like I do have that. But why would I go on that?
I don't know. Shit.
Anyways. Okay. The next good habit that Yoni does on the regular is that he always remembers to charge his devices.
Yo, if there's one thing about me.
If there's one thing about Yoni, Ikoto.
I will leave the house with 100% on everything.
Yes. Computer, headphones, the second pair of headphones, and the iPhone.
Yeah.
All charged to 100%. Meanwhile, me, computer on 0, phone on 25, headphones probably dead. Always. Somehow.
I'll be charging Ali's phone. Like, yeah. See, like today we're getting ready, right? And this is like actually like a perfect example.
I didn't charge my phone last night. That's
right. We were getting ready to leave. The morning, we're getting ready and stuff like that. And then I'm like, it's like maybe like an hour before we have to leave. And I'm like, babe, this is the perfect time for you to charge your phone. So I grab her phone. So I did it, right? I was like, I'm going to charge your phone. This is exactly what I said. I said, I'm going to charge your phone. But this is the perfect time for you to do that yourself, right? I take her phone. That shit was like 13%.
No. It was like 40.
It was less than 50.
Yeah, it was definitely less. I woke up with it at 45 because I forgot to plug it in. I just went to sleep.
Damn. So, anyways, so.
So that is something that is like a really good habit to have.
That's a good one.
Because it's been so many. That's why I had to buy a portable charger, which now I forget to charge that.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's like, why get a portable charger if you forget to charge the portable charger? But that's why I get it, because I will always leave the house. I'm always like using my phone for like work, for something, and I just forget to plug
it. There's always like a point during the day when I'm out doing my own thing, and then Ali doing her own thing, and if I'm like texting her or want to call her, right, she'll just hang up right away and be like, phone on 3%.
I'll just say 10%.
Yeah,
you already know what I'm talking about. Okay, you're next.
Okay. Okay, another thing I love about you, or this is a habit, is you're like probably the most honest person I've ever met in my life.
Okay.
So it's a quality and a habit, because you are always.
I am consistent.
Yeah. And I think it's great, sometimes to a fault.
Yeah, sometimes it bites me in the ass.
Yeah, it definitely does. But at the end of the day, it's always, whether it bites you in the ass or not, it's always a good like base level. Like you, with Ali, you will know what's up. It's never like, you know, like I'm so grateful that I never came home and Ali is like in a bad mood and I didn't know why.
Well, that's like a different type of situation.
What do you mean?
Like that's a specific type where like I'm in a bad mood and I'm not like being genuine. Like I feel like what I assume you're trying to say is that in general, when I say something, you know that I am being honest and I'm not just like fluffing things up or adding shit for no reason.
Okay.
Or
yeah.
Being disingenuous.
Yeah. But what I mean is that, you know how sometimes you can have that friend that calls you and say, hey man, you know, my girl has been acting weird the last couple of days. I don't know why. Then I'm the friend who's like, well, you know, maybe you should ask her what's going on. But to me, it never got to that point, because if you are in a bad mood or you're not having the greatest day, most of the time, I know why.
Oh, yeah. Because one, it might be something you did. Not that often, though. Two, I probably already told you.
Yeah. Or you're about to tell me when I got home.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. But I always tell you, if I'm in a bad mood, you're the first person I tell. Yeah. And also, it's like, I'm going to tell you because it's so fucking annoying. I need to tell someone.
Yeah.
Like, and if I'm mad at you, you'll probably know because I'm going to tell you that you did something that, like, was annoying me or bothered me or frustrated me or whatever, you know? I'm always going to communicate. And also, I'm a really bad liar.
Yeah, Ali is the worst liar. If she's lying to you, you can... Her forehead will say, I'm lying to you right now.
Yeah. It's in the voice and, bro, it's in the eyes.
Like, your voice cracks.
But I can also feel my eyes are telling the truth.
They are.
And my mouth is telling the lie.
Your eyes
I can feel it internally.
Yeah, well, we could feel it from the outside.
And also, I can feel that person is reading my eyes so hard. And we both kind of go along with it, but it's like, fuck.
Damn.
Like, the other day, just real quick, the other day, actually, I think it was yesterday, I like ran into someone that I...
It
was one of those people where like they have reached out to me not that many times, but there's been instances where like I was invited to something or whatever and I just like didn't come through. I think it's been like various reasons. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie. Some of those reasons, some of those instances, I just didn't want to go, which also... is a good enough reason to not go to something.
It's a perfect reason.
But then other times it just wasn't like I couldn't go. But then I haven't seen this person in a long time. The opportunities where we could have seen each other, I didn't show up. And then I ran into them yesterday. And it was so like out of nowhere. And it was lovely to see them. Like I haven't seen this person in a long time. But then they said, like, but you know, like, I really want to get together, like, seriously. And, like, I know that when they said seriously and the way that they said, like, they want to hang out with me, the way they said it is because I didn't show up any of the other times. Damn. And I felt so bad.
Do you feel like a bad friend in that moment? If you really had to look in the mirror and be like,
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because I don't want to be considered someone that's flaky. I don't want to be considered someone that like is invited to shit and then she doesn't come or she just kind of ghosts. And I'm not going to lie, in this situation is something that like, I did do.
What did you do? Not show up or did you ghost?
I kind of did a little bit of everything. You know,
what's the definition of ghost for people out there who are just learning English?
Well, it's like if you're like invited to things or if somebody texts you, you just simply don't reply.
Yeah. So you see how a ghost, you can kind of see them, but you just kind of don't.
Yeah, like, you know, they're there, but they're just pretending like they didn't see it.
Yeah.
And okay. They don't see you. Yeah. Anyways. Well, I'm next.
So who was it? Like, I didn't know. Is there any potential chance that they're listening to this right now? No, right?
I doubt it. And I mean, it's not a bad thing.
Oh, okay.
Also, I'm owning up to like my fault.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
they're completely in the right. I felt bad in the moment, but I was like trying to not make it too obvious.
You think she could see it through like.
Yeah. Like I said, I was like, yeah, absolutely. And not that that was a lie, but I feel like I feel like my eyes were communicating like, I know I fucked up all those other times.
Why didn't you just address it? Because I would do that. Just to break that awkwardness or however I'm feeling.
It wasn't that awkward.
If that was me, I would be like, I know I've been, I haven't been. Like, I love to say that.
Because I missed the opportunity and you can't go back. You make this decision in the moment. You either address that or you don't.
Oh,
and if you don't,
right.
It's over. And I was like, I decided one path and I went that way.
Well, I mean, even with that path, you still could have walked it back. Like, what did you say? You was
I
like,
think
yeah,
I
know, totally. And then, okay, that's path number one. Path number two is owning up to it. That's what I said.
Yeah, I just didn't walk it back, you know? I didn't want to make it like a whole thing and like be like, yeah, I'm so sorry. And like, whatever.
You know, one thing about me, and we can get on to my next thing, is that I love admitting to like my fuck ups. Or like if I've been like flaky to someone, then I see them, I'm going to tell you, I know I'm flaky. I know, but I'm not, by the way.
But what I'm saying. Like, I'm not either, but I know to that person, I probably seem like I am.
Okay, but I will address it and say, I know all these other times
life
is crazy.
I'll just address it like next time that I see them, when I'm actually going to like show up.
Or just address it right now if they're watching.
I don't know if they're watching.
No, I'm just kidding. Shout out to you, whoever you are.
The next thing that I love, the next good quality that Yoni has and carries with him all the time is that he approaches everything in life and every person he meets and every opportunity, any opinion that comes his way with an open mind.
I
always
I can co-sign that.
Yeah. You always, like, anytime you meet someone new, anytime someone's telling you a story, anytime someone's explaining something to you, you always approach it with an open, positive, optimistic mind, which is something that I admire in you, because I tend to be kind of, I don't know if cynical is the right word, but mm-hmm. I tend to be a little bit more on, like, the skeptical, pessimistic, questionable, like, route.
Yeah.
You know, like when I go to a magic show, I can't just enjoy that shit. I got to figure out, like, no, like, how did he do it? I can't just enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'll try to be like, nah, that's fake.
Yeah.
You know, so I really admire that about you.
Yeah. Thank you. But I've always been like that. And I think it's something that I naturally just do, because why would this person try to, like, trick me or lie to me?
No, it's not that.
Like, if you tell me a story, I'm going to believe you. I'm not going to think like, yeah, but like, so why did you?
No, but
like, why did you do that? Or
no,
like,
no,
why?
No. I'm not talking about facts. I'm talking about, like, if someone is telling me, like, if someone is explaining to me how they believe in ghosts.
Okay.
And they're trying to really convince me. They're telling me, like, the story of when they saw this ghost or
yes.
whatever. Like,
perfect
to me,
example.
I'm not taking that in any way that is true. I'm going to be skeptical as hell about their story.
You know, that's so crazy.
It's things like that.
I'm going to believe you. And I'm going to believe you not even because I believe in it. I'm just going to be like, oh, shit, like, you saw a ghost. Like, you're sitting here. Because I honestly, I don't know. Maybe they really did. Like, I don't know any, like, I don't know that ghosts are not real. I've never seen one, but I also don't have proof that they don't really exist. Like, when I think about it, it's crazy. It's, if ghosts really existed, that would be crazy.
Yeah, but also to me, I'm like, it's more logical they don't exist than they do exist.
Why?
You want to get into all this?
No,
man?
But like, why? Think about that.
Because what is a ghost?
A ghost is... A ghost is like a person
yeah.
who used to be a person.
Oh, who used to be alive.
Used to be alive. And now it's, I guess, it's just like their spirit that someone can possibly physically see it.
How that makes so much sense,
that,
right?
That makes no sense at all.
Thank you.
But
I'm just saying, it's usually things like that.
Like aliens, right?
Yeah.
I think if someone tells me I saw a spaceship, I myself have a story. When I was 8 years old, I feel like I saw a spaceship.
Okay.
And we don't have to get into it in this episode, but it's just like these certain things that you either believe in or don't, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I usually don't.
Yeah, yeah. No, if you tell me a good story, I might believe you. It depends how good the story is.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And you know, so I try my best to entertain the idea and the story that they're saying, you know, because I'm not always trying to be like, I don't think so, you know? Like.
Well, I can say I don't think so, but also like...
No, but I'll like say I don't think so, and then
I
also
know.
Like pick at things too.
Yeah, no, you definitely do that. Like I would tell Alia something and then the first thing she would say, well, no, this is not an episode about bad habits.
Yeah, true. Let's keep it positive.
Okay.
You go next.
People are like, you only finished what you were saying. Okay. Another thing that I like about Alia is her support, like how supportive you are, right? So... And you're supportive, not in a way to say, like, oh, Yoni, I know you can do this and da da da. She's like very practical. Like, okay, what needs to happen next? It's not so much like telling me
like
things.
Like motivational.
Yeah, it's not so much like, oh, Yoni, like, your photos are so amazing. She's like, what do we need to do to do this next thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the support that you need out there, y'all.
I would say that's more important than the other one.
Yeah.
Because also, like, it's like two birds with one stone. Like, I'm supporting you by caring about what you're doing. But then at the same time, I'm also figuring out, like, let's figure out what it is that we got to do to actually make it happen.
Exactly. Because just by you doing that part, it already tells me
the support is
your
there.
Work is good. Da, da, da.
Oh.
It covers everything already.
Oh,
because
yeah.
If you didn't think that, you wouldn't tell me, like, who do we need to reach out to?
Yeah. And also, like, I mean, words of affirmation are important. You know, like telling someone like they're doing a good job or that they believe in you or that, you know, stuff like that. That's obviously important. But then I also think like, especially in a relationship, that's not enough because we're a team and we got to support each other more than just telling each other that we're good. And sometimes it's supporting with tough love.
Yeah.
Sometimes
oh, yeah.
it's realizing, like, even with my shit too, like yeah. you, I would say, do the same thing when I'm struggling with finding motivation to like film a video
yeah.
and how I sometimes get in these like YouTube filming ruts where mm-hmm. it's really hard to like get out of. And you help me by just like, also getting very like practical and just being like, okay, so let's figure it out. Let's sit down. What is it that you have to do? Blah, 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 whatever. And it like helps me.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Another great habit that Yoni has, and you're going to love this one, oh is that God. Yoni gets ready and gets dressed quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow.
That's true.
I still end up waiting for you. But that's because I give myself more time to get ready because, like, you know, I'll have to, like, do my makeup. And then for me to, like, get dressed, I have to go through some outfits first until I land the one. And then you can't estimate exactly, like, when in my getting ready should you start getting ready yourself? Because then when you do start getting ready, it takes you, like, not that long, but I'll already be done.
It takes me, like, okay, so if we got to get... Let's say we have to be somewhere at 10 p.m.
No, let's say we have to leave the house at 10.
Okay, if we have to leave the house at 10 p.m., what time would you start getting ready?
Damn, I would never leave the house at 10 p.m. If I'm still home at 10 p.m., I'm not
let's
going
use
anywhere.
An exa- no, no, but... no. Let's use an example where we have to leave the house. So what is a good time? We have to
okay,
leave at 6.
Okay, we have to leave the house at 6 p.m.
Okay.
I will start getting ready at 5:30.
At 5:30. What time?
Actually, 5:15.
5:15. So you give yourself 45 minutes to get ready.
Yeah, like so that at 6, I can get out of the door.
Okay. I will start getting ready at 5:50. Honestly.
Nah, 5:45,
babe. Oh, wow. Big difference. Okay, 5:45.
5 minutes can make a difference.
Okay. I will start getting ready at 5:45. And I get up. I choose my pants, my shirt, the shoes, and I'm literally ready. Like, it doesn't take me like 2 tries or maybe 2 tries at most.
3 times at most.
The other day when we went out yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a perfect example.
Yeah.
You were getting ready, switching outfits, looking in the mirror.
I could not decide what to wear. It's also the temperature.
Yeah. Like, is it hot outside? Is it cold?
Do I want to do a long sleeve and shorts? Do I want to do long pants and a small shirt?
Right. Like, meanwhile, I'm doing some other shit. I'm on my phone scrolling. You know? I get up, put on some pants, t-shirt. Or whatever shirt I was wearing. And I was ready to go.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you're telling me, Yoni, it's whatever time it is, I'm like, I know in my head that I'm going to be ready so fast. Because all I got to do is just like, what do? I wash my face, moisturize my face, and put on clothes. Like, I don't know. I feel like...
And you have this formula down of how to get dressed where it's like there isn't that much variety. Because, you know, I ended up... playing with so many things of like, do I want to do like a tank top with
pants? Well, what do you mean?
And then I ended up wearing a dress.
What do you mean there's not much variety? Because when you say that to the listeners out there, they might think I only have 2 pants.
No. But I'm saying is like, you decide like, it's like, you know, if you played like a game where you dress up a mannequin or you dress up your player.
Yeah.
It's like you swipe on the pants. It's like, okay, which pant? This one. Which shirt? Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah,
one.
Yeah that's there yeah, that's
isn't
a good
like,
example.
This like longer shirt with this cut. Is it a tank top or a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Is it this or that? You know what I'm saying? It's much like calculated.
Yeah. It's simple. I love it.
Simple. Yeah. No, it's great. You're next.
Okay. Another thing that I admire about Alia is that Alia will do her research. She will get into it and she will just know everything about the thing. Let's say we got to go somewhere. She'll break it down almost to the people who work there. That's how much research she does.
No, I do research about... I mean, I love doing research specifically about, like, places we go eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will not go to a restaurant where I haven't looked at the menu yet.
I respect that, but I'm just not like that.
No, it's in my blood.
I will go to a restaurant and just find out.
No. I gotta know what's on the menu. Like, when we get there, I can explain to you what I've seen, like... What the photos look like, because also if I don't know what a menu item is, like especially the last 2 times that I went to a restaurant were both Spanish restaurants,
okay.
And I actually don't have that much experience with those. So I don't want to show up to the restaurant and just not know what any of this means. And then to like ask the person like, oh, what do you recommend? And then like based on what they say, I choose something, but then I actually see what it is and I didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? So I need to do my research because I really like to like know what's on this menu so I can make informed decisions so we can have a good ass meal.
Okay. And that's great. I wish I had that. But
it's same with like trips too. Like if we're going on a trip, I gotta make sure like which location, which area we're staying in, how do we get around, all that. That's me in this family.
Yeah. Me, I'm pretty much I show up to whatever place I wanna go to and I look at the menu. I kinda just find out in real time. And then just kind of...
Yeah, but then it takes you forever to order because then I have to explain
Just like, well, let's say I went somewhere by myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really do that much... I don't know why I don't do much research. I feel like for me, it's more like...
But when you go somewhere by yourself, you don't also go to like a specific place. You kind of just walk into a place you find.
If I went on a solo trip, right?
Okay.
I will do some research, obviously.
Really?
Yeah, I'll do some research, but... I mean, in this relationship, the only reason why I don't do research is because I know you do research. So I'm just like, okay, cool. And also, if I do research and I find some things, it's not like we're going to go to the things I find.
It depends if it's good.
Yeah. Most of the time, it's probably not that great. But it's okay. I don't have...
That's not true, though. Like, if you find, like, a place on your Instagram that looks good and you send it to me, of course I'm going
to... Okay, yeah, that's true, that's true.
It just depends.
But yeah, I don't do that much research. I just like to just go and find out. I'm more like, what's the word?
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous, I would say. I'm very much that. Like, I would go to a new city and just walk around without thinking like, okay, the park is here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get
food
better
spots
at that.
Are there. I'm just like, let me just walk. When we first got to New York, I just wanted to go to the city and walk with no destination.
No, and I was not having...
Like, I would walk straight and then be like, look left and right. Which way looks more interesting? Let me go this way. I go there. Few blocks, I was like, okay, let me turn right now. No, this, and I'm having the best time.
Yeah. I'm just looking around. I'm trying to find the middle ground of that, okay?
Okay.
Trying. Okay, the next thing that Yoni does that is a great quality is simple, and it's that he drinks a lot of water and he always fills up our water filter.
Yeah.
And I also say that because I do the complete opposite. I don't drink water. And when I do, I don't fill up the water.
Yeah. That's kind of annoying. Like, I would get home and I'm like, I know that I have this cold, cold water in the fridge, right? I open the door. I'm excited. I'm about to drink a big glass. And then the
water filter.
The water filter like has like an inch of water
like
in it.
Like, it's light.
Yeah.
You lift it and it's light.
And I'm so thirsty, I'll still drink whatever's left in it. It's one sip.
I would never put it back empty.
Oh, that would be so bad.
Maybe if I'm like in a rush, maybe.
But you put it back almost empty, like an inch of water in a big ass filter. That's bad.
That's true.
So then I just get home and I just like drink it. I feel bad for myself. I'm like,
yeah, it's
man.
Not even like a full sip.
Yeah.
It's not a mouthful.
Okay. So yeah, that's what happens. Okay. Okay, something that I admire about Alia is her level of ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Alia is a very ambitious person, but I think, and I'm the same way, so it's not like something that...
It doesn't always have to be a competition.
No.
Or like a comparison.
No, because up until now, everything was like something that you do that I don't do kind of
thing.
Oh,
not necessarily.
I kind of felt like it's
just the drinking water one and the getting dressed quickly.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, basically, I just admire your ambition because you never give up. And once you decide to do something, you never half-ass it, right? So if there's something, Alia will never do something at 50%.
Mm.
So if you decide to clean the house, it's going to be
sparkling.
Serious.
Yeah.
Or if you decide to cook... It's going to be...
A meal. If I decide to run a half marathon, I will.
Right.
That is
if
true.
You decide to take a... Like, oh, you know like how you're at home one day and you're just kind of like... I don't know. You want a snack?
Yeah.
We both want a snack. I should take a picture of the snack that I make and take a picture of the snack that Alia makes. Like, she would take her time with it. Like, really
Like, I'll think put about something it. Together.
Exactly. Me, my snack would be piece of bread, cheese, toasted, boom. That's my snack.
If you toast it.
Exactly.
Low-key, you might not.
Exactly.
Low-key, you might eat the bread and then the cheese. And I'll like melt some butter. I'll put some like mayo on the bread.
Wash
I'll
the put tomato, the cut it up nicely.
Yeah, I'll put some lettuce in the sandwich.
So then we're both eating at the same time, and I'm just looking over at her like, "Yo, can I have some?"
Okay. The next thing that Yoni does really well is that he navigates social spaces in a great way. Like you navigate social spaces, events, meeting new people in a really great way.
Okay, thank you for that. What made you say that?
You do. That's a known thing. Yeah. We talked about it many times in the pod. Anytime we go to an event or something, you're always like the social butterfly here, there, everywhere.
Yeah. I do feel like the last one we went to, I wasn't fully...
The last one we went to, yeah, it was, I had a
long day. It was in the evening.
And you've been out of practice a little bit.
It's not so much out of practice, because like when it's in you, it's really in you.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. Like when I don't feel social, I just want to chill and relax. But it feels so weird to me because people that know me, it's like, even though I'm totally fine, it's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's like usually you're like, so like that guy. Yeah, it's just like, is Yoni good? Everyone. Yeah.
Okay, I think I got a last one here. Okay, I did this one. Oh, I love how simple you are.
Simple?
Not basic. Simple.
Not me like simple.
No. You know, and that's like, that kind of covers like so many things in our relationship. How simple our relationship is. Like it's not...
Complicated.
It's not complicated. You never expect... anything extra, you never expect anything extra other than like the real love that we have with each other.
That's facts.
You never expect
I don't need no fluff. I don't need no extra shit.
Like you would never say you never took me on a trip, on a boat trip somewhere. You never surprised me with a, you know, like, I feel like.
Yeah, I know exactly.
You're not really into. Because those things don't define
to love. Me, those things don't really matter because they're not things that I equate to like real love or care.
Because someone can do those things and not have the actual real good relationships.
And maybe they have both.
Maybe they have both. So but shout out to you if you
I
do.
Am just someone that doesn't see, especially in like a relationship and even friendships too, like my love languages really are like quality time and I forget what the other ones are, but I don't know, like for me I value like being here with you in person and having a great time and connecting. That's it.
Yeah.
No, like, nothing else.
Yeah,
truly.
And the same for me too. Like we could go on a trip and we always say this, like we always have the most fun
just because we're together
with each other. Like we can go somewhere, like even like when it's a boring day and we decide to like, I don't know, go bike riding or something. It's like a fun bike ride.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
it's the simplest thing.
Yeah.
Like we can have the most fun doing the simplest
thing. Yeah, we don't have to do crazy shit to have a good time.
Exactly. Okay. The last thing that Yoni does really well is that he stays calm in stressful situations.
Yeah, I have to.
Like, in a way that I don't know and have never met anyone else in this life that stays as calm as Yoni does in any situation. In a way that I'm just, like, kind of getting mad at you that you're getting so... that you're still so chill.
Yeah.
Or that you're not... And we talked about this, like, where you're not, like...
It seems like I'm not...
like, you don't care or you're not stressed out. You know, we had a whole episode about this. I forget what it was called.
It's not that I don't care at all, but when the thing happened... It already happened. It's already bad.
What about when something is like happening?
Okay, then you know, obviously, then you try to fix it. When something is happening, I'm never just like, chill. Like, let me know when's the next, like last time that happened, you know? I feel like when the thing already happened, it's already in my head, it's in the past. And right now, the only thing that matters is how we react and what we do moving forward. Reacting to the thing that happened, yeah, it sucks. Of course, I didn't like it. But it's how does that help us to cry about it or to be mad at that?
Like, what if you buy, like, for example, what if you buy a $1,000 pair of shoes, let's say, even though you wouldn't do that?
I would never do that.
And you can't return them and you bought the wrong size.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the past.
Okay.
I dare you. I assume that you're not going to be chill about that.
I am going to be chill about that. You know why?
Why?
Because I can just resell it.
Okay, but that's so not true because you just bought a pair of pants that was like maybe $200 or something that one time.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't fit right or you had to get another thing or whatever. And on the website, it said that you can't return it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that you kept swearing up in this house and you kept like saying like, boom, and like all these things. Okay?
Yeah.
So.
Well, let me tell you why I did that.
Why?
I mean, I have to defend myself, right? I did that and I was really mad about that situation, but it was a buildup because anytime I order anything online, it never works out for me, you guys, I promise. Anytime I buy anything online, let's say I want to return it, guess what? You can't return it. If it doesn't fit or it looks different. So
yeah, you just have bad luck with that stuff.
Yeah, that day I was really sick of it. And I was so mad. And I was just like, why can I not buy stuff online? And I just got so annoyed because I never get, like, I really have bad luck with that.
You do.
But that was the only time. That was like probably like one of the first times you see me even react like that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, most of the time,
yeah,
I will be chill. The thing happened already. That's my mindset. It happened already. Let's find a solution and move forward and be happy, right? And be like positive versus just like, oh, I'm going to be sad about it for the rest of the day. Now you ruined the whole day.
Yeah.
That's it.
Don't you have one more? Because I have one more.
Okay.
So you should have one more.
Okay. Damn, you just want just more good shit about you, huh? Okay.
No.
let's see. Well, I have one that I say, I love your confidence. I have another.
But weren't you just supposed to have 10?
Well, I had more because you just have too many good things. Like,
oh my God.
You know, I had ambition. We talked about that. and that was it, guys. Thanks so much for listening.
Wait, I had one more that was cute.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, I have one more that one thing that Yoni does that is very thoughtful is that he always leaves the last bite.
Oh, yeah, like food?
Yeah, like if there's something in the fridge, if there's like some bread that we got.
We love bread.
Something like that. And I'm not home.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not paying attention. Or I'm doing something else. And he's eating that thing. Most of the time, he will leave. Like, if there's no communication between us, he won't finish it.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the time. He will leave. Like, there's grapes. And then he's not going to eat all the grapes. He's going to leave. Or, like, strawberries or something like that. But sometimes if I'm home, you'll be like, babe, I'm about to finish this. And if I'm editing a video, I'm like, hey, babe, I'm not really paying attention. And then I'll get mad. And I'm like, dang, I finished all the grapes. And you're like, I told you. And I was like, when?
Yeah.
That's happened many times.
Yeah. I can never, if Ali is doing something and we have like a whole box of grapes, and trust me, I can finish the whole box by myself. I love grapes, right? Especially the green ones, especially when they're like kind of big and hard. It's kind of funny. Like, you know, if they're cold too, I want to finish them, but I will always leave something.
Yeah.
So even if you're not home, I will leave you like a small little branch of a few of them, maybe like 7 grapes on them,
yeah.
Even though I ate like 50.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's true.
But you'll never come home and you find that thing in the fridge that's completely gone. Never.
Yeah. I would say like if it's something like that, but if let's say it's like sliced bread, and you want to
leave you
eat
bread.
No. And I'm saying, let's say there's only one slice left. Like, you'll eat the last slice.
Oh, yeah. Because that's probably the shit that you left me.
Not necessarily on purpose, but yeah. I'm saying it's like, it doesn't apply to everything where it's like, if there's one slice, you cut it in half, you know?
Yeah.
It's not to that extreme.
Yeah. And that's something that, you know, that's something that my dad always told me too. It's like,
it's a good thing.
Was it my dad or my mom? I can't remember. But basically, it was my parents like, don't, because, you know, I grew up with a sister, you know, so it's like we always had to share things.
Yeah.
So it's like if we have yogurt in the fridge And usually they come in like packs of six.
Oh, like the small one, yeah.
Yeah, and my mom will buy them for us for like the week or whatever, right? So we have three and three. I would finish my three.
In like a day.
In like a day. Or maybe 2 days. And then my sister would like have one today, one tomorrow, and then one the other day, right? So then I would always like want to eat hers. Mm. And you know, I remember a lot of times she let me eat hers.
Aww.
Not all of them. Like she would eat two and I would eat four.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Not all the time, but sometimes she'd be like, okay, go ahead, eat it because you love it so much.
Yeah, that's true.
And those days I would be so happy because I'm just
And ever since you like told me about how you like actively think about that, I started to also think about that too.
Oh, leaving some.
Yeah, and it's just like, especially if it's like leftover and maybe you're out.
Oh, you did that the other day with some pizza. Oh my
no,
God,
no,
I was so
It was this like, I forget it. It's like this like Middle Eastern like bread that has
okay, but it's like
it's like a pita that has like ground beef on it and it has like spice.
Yeah, but
I don't really know
it was like a pie and then you cut it.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a pizza.
It was really good.
And it was really good. And in the morning we had it for dinner, like as takeout, and then we had some leftover. In the morning there was like two slices left. And I ate it for breakfast and I ate one slice and then I heated up both slices. Like in a microwave. And then I was like about to eat the second slice.
It was hot. Like it was ready.
It wasn't hot. It was warm.
Okay. No,
but if it was hot, I probably would have eaten it because you don't really put hot shit back in the fridge.
Okay.
If you reheated it. But anyways, and I was about to take a bite and I looked at it and I was like, damn, it's going to hit. And then I was like, but you know, I already had one and Yoni's out right now. And I'm thinking, if I'm him, and I know how much you loved it.
Oh my God, that
shit's
crazy.
So I was just thinking, I'm like, if I was him, I would think that shit is still in the fridge when I get home, and I'm gonna kill it, and it's gonna hit. And then I was like, you know what? Let me save it and put it away.
Damn. I was kind of surprised by that. I'm
no,
not gonna
me
lie.
Too. Like, I really wanted to.
Because you held it, like it was in your hands.
Babe, I was.
So
I was.
Funny. Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that like that consciously, you know.
Damn. Yeah, well, I really appreciate that.
Welcome.
Because as soon as I got home, guess what I ate?
Yeah, like I'm sure that you open it and you're like, oh, I forgot about this. Because that's what's me in the morning. So I was like, damn, got that, I'm about to finish it. But anyways, we're gonna leave you guys with that. Those were just some things that we like and appreciate about one another.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's important to say these things from time to time, you know?
It felt good. It's
and
nice.
To acknowledge, like, maybe it's things that you didn't even realize your other person noticed that you do.
Yeah, like, you said some things today. I was just like, oh, wow, thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate
same.
That.
So we're going to go over to the Patreon, and we're going to tackle a little topic that is very popular on the internet.
And on the WTJ podcast.
Yes.
It's very popular in the comment section.
Very popular in the comment section.
Of WTJ. And it is, you want to introduce it?
Sure.
Okay.
It is talking about and discussing and defining what is a quote unquote
girl's girl.
This is something that has been thrown around everywhere.
And I want to get to the bottom of it because I want to,
I don't know if we're going to get to the bottom of it, honestly, because like anything in the last decade, if not 20 years, everyone has a different definition, understanding, and use of different terms.
Well, girl's girl, I feel like it's like a, it's not a new term, is it?
It's kind of like a new thing, like the way that it's been used and the way, the frequency at which that term has been like
used,
talked about and used in general online and in real
That's a
life
recent thing.
Is more like the last like year, 2 years, maybe.
Really?
3 years. Yeah, for sure.
Are you positive?
Yeah, like nobody was talking about like being a girl's girl when I was in high school. Like how long ago was that?
Okay,
Yeah,
so I don't know
basically what we did is we asked people on Instagram
Did you just interrupt me?
Sorry. We asked people on our on the Instagram what is their definition of a girl's girl, and then we're gonna go through what everyone's definition is and mm-hmm. talk about it and see like whether or not it's like I agree with that or maybe like I don't, and then also, you know, just discuss it.
Right.
I feel like it will be interesting to see like if everyone's aligned in what this means and everyone actually agrees.
Yeah.
Or if everyone has different definitions of what that is.
And the reason why we want to talk about this is because, you know, apparently this podcast is not very like a girl's girly podcast.
No, it's not that. Is that apparently I am not a girl's girl. And from my understanding of what a girl's girl is, I would kind of agree. But
I mean, I would agree.
But at the same time, I don't know if my definition is the same as someone else's definition. Because what I assume is a girl's girl, I don't even know if I want to be a girl's girl to the level that other people think a girl's girl is.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So anyways, we'll talk about it on the podcast, on the Patreon.
Okay.
If you want to listen to that episode, you can go to our Patreon. It's linked in the description of this episode, wherever you're listening or watching. And if you don't know what the Patreon is, it is extra content, exclusive content that we do for our Patreon members. You can check it all out.
Every Sunday. Shout out to all
the members. And shout out to all the people that are listening now. We appreciate you. And with that said, we actually need to finish and go to the next one because this episode is already long.
I'm just
waiting. We got to record a whole other one.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for you to finish.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye, guys. Oh, if you got to the very end of this episode, please let us know in the comments. What was the thing that we started with that I wanted to ask?
Oh, like what's the one thing that you would eat for 7 days, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What's your answer to that question?
Let us know. What can you eat 24/7? Without being
sick of it for 7 days.
Yeah, or also,
and it's like you have to eat it 3 times a day at least.
Yes. And also just let us know what you thought about this episode, honestly.
Yeah. That's also it. That
okay.
Cool. Love you. Bye.